This is the Baseball Analysis Podcast, coverage for games on June 12, 2022. If you enjoy the show, please share it with someone. Subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. You can also email baseballanalysispod@gmail.com with any feedback. Today, we're going to do deep dives on Adam Duvall, Brian Reynolds, and Richie Martin. Before that, let's take a look at the leaderboards from the 12th. Giancarlo Stanton is in first once again at 116.8 miles per hour. William Contreras is in second at 113.7. Pete Alonso in third at 112.5 miles per hour. Vladimir Guerrero in fourth at 111.6 miles per hour. Bobby Witt Jr. in fifth at 111.1. Top distance for the day belongs to Anthony Santander at 455 feet. Luke Voigt is in second at 438 feet. Hunter Dozier in third at 429 feet. Andrew McCutchen at 428. And Ryan Mountcastle in fifth at 428 as well. Top pitch velocity belongs to Edwin Diaz on the day with 101.6 miles per hour. And Manuel Clase is in second at 101.0. Felix Bautista in third at 100.7. And Yuris Zabala is in fourth at 100.7. Brewster Graterol in fifth at 100.7 miles per hour. Swing and misses belongs mostly to Patrick Sandoval and Julio Urias with a count of 20. John Gray is in third with a count of 19. Good job to John Gray, even though he didn't get the win. The Rangers ended up beating the White Sox 8-6 in Chicago. Gray had one earned run, three hits, three walks, 10 Ks, and six innings pitched. Moving on to Adam Duvall, who has been heating up lately, hitting bombs for the Braves. He's just behind Ronald Acuna Jr. in WRC Plus this past week. Last night, he went 2-for-3 with two home runs, three RBIs, and two runs scored in the Braves' 5-3 win over the Pirates in Atlanta. In the last 10 games, Duvall is batting .278, slugging .750 with a weighted on base average of .430 and a WRC Plus of .177. 10 hits and 36 plate appearances, four of those are homers. He had has 10 runs scored and eight RBIs. That was not the case in the 10 games prior. He had four hits and 34 plate appearances, batting .133, slugging .133 with a weighted on base average of .186 and a WRC plus of 13. Zero home runs and just two runs scored. Interestingly enough, in his most recent 10 games, even though he's hitting well, he has a 0% walk rate with a 27.8% K rate. It's noticeable that Duvall took too many strikes, so this is great to see him turning on the ball and putting it in play and showing his power. Moving on to Brian Reynolds, who is getting hot lately. In the Pirates' 3-5 loss against the Braves, Reynolds went 2-for-3 with one run scored, one home run, and three RBIs, bringing his OPS to .765 on the year. Regardless of the good pitching he saw against the Braves, in the last 10 games, he's batting .410, slugging .677 with a weighted on base average of .460 and a WRC plus of 200. 16 hits and 42 plate appearances, three home runs, seven runs scored, seven RBIs. Not the same numbers in the 10 games before that, where he was batting .175, slugging .500, a weighted on base average of .320 and WRC plus of .106. 7 hits and 44 plate appearances, 3 home runs, 5 runs scored, 5 RBIs. Higher walk rate than the most recent 10 games at 9.1%. Regardless of those numbers, Reynolds has 3 home runs in each of his last 10 games. That's a good sign. It looks like he sees more plate appearances against righties with a count of 169. Against lefties, he has 65 plate appearances this year. Batting well against lefties at .311, .223 against righties. But 8 home runs against righties, 2 home runs against lefties. Through 2022, Reynolds is batting .249 with 10 home runs, slugging .440, with a weighted on base average of .334 and a WRC plus of .115. His WAR sits at .8. Maybe we see Reynolds continue to heat up and add to those numbers. Next, we're going to look at Richie Martin, whose contract was selected from AAA Northfolk recently to play for the Orioles. Last night, he was playing shortstop, where he helped the O's beat the Royals 10-7 in Kansas City. He went 3-for-5, three runs scored, two triples, two RBIs, one strikeout. In Saturday's game, he was starting at second base, where he went 1-for-4. Now, Martin's playing in the MLB is coming after Ramon Urias, who was placed on the injured list. At the age of 27, Martin has been batting .294 slugging 442 with a weighted on base average of 371 in minor leagues. He has a walk rate of 9.1%, a K rate of 22%, WRC plus of 124. His contact rate in the minors this year is sitting at 74.8%. So coupled with that 371 weighted on base average is a good sign. The right-handed hitter will mostly get starts against lefties and will typically sit out against righties. A good thing to note is that he'll be available off the bench to run some bases and show his speed. He has 17 steals in 41 games at AAA this year. Good for Richie Martin. Like to see this guy do well as the season progresses. But that does it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast. If you enjoyed it, share it, subscribe to it, leave some feedback somewhere. I'll be back here tomorrow, but in the meantime, enjoy baseball, and thank you for listening.